Generally, it is mentioned that Bhagavad Gita contains the essence of the knowledge of the Vedas and also the preliminary knowledge for the study of spirituality. However, when we read Bhagavad Gita, we find the main theme is to encourage nishkam karma yoga and also to discourage premature renunciation. This theme recurs in many parts of Bhagavad Gita. So it can be said that Bhagavad Gita is actually a treatise for discouraging premature renunciation and recommending nishkam karma yoga instead, which means the reader should have a prior knowledge of these subjects. So can it then really be called a beginner's guide to spirituality, since it is not actually trying to introduce concepts, although that is done to a small extent, but rather to refute some points and establish others, i.e. don't renounce, fight in Krishna consciousness, which requires prior knowledge of some of the concepts, for instance, sannyas and karma yoga. Well, it's in the preamble to this question, it's stated that we find the main theme in Bhagavad Gita is to encourage nishkam karma yoga and to discourage premature renunciation. Well, it might seem like that, because as you say, there are quite a few verses discussing this. This theme is discussed at some length because Arjuna seems to have some difficulty in grasping these points. But the actual theme is that one should surrender to Krishna. That's maybe if you just read the shlokas, then you'll come up with that idea. But if you're guided by a pure devotee, then you get the right idea. That's why we read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavad Gita, it's... Okay, let's just say a few shlokas. Just to demonstrate that the actual theme is to be a devotee of Krishna and to surrender to Him. Sarvagu yatamam bhuya shunu me paramam vacha yate hang priyamanaya vakshami hitakamyaya. After saying everything in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, now I'm going to speak to you the most confidential knowledge, most mysterious, the most confidential knowledge. Hear my topmost instruction. Because you are very dear to me, I'm speaking this for your benefit. So, what follows is the actual theme or the actual purpose of Bhagavad Gita. This comes at the end. And what is that? Not nishkam karma yoga. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mau namaskaru mame vaishasi satyang te pratijane priyosime. Sarvadhaman parityajamam ekam sharanam vraja aham tva sarva pape bhyo mokshishami mashucha. Then we also have yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antaratmana shraddha van bhajate yomam samayuktate momataha. Krishna says that the best yogi is not the nishkam karma yogi, but the bhakta. In the 12th chapter, Krishna again and again says, yo mad bhakta same priyaha. The devotee who has developed the qualities which Krishna describes, he is very dear to Krishna. So if you think that the theme of Bhagavad Gita is nishkam karma yoga and to prevent premature sannyas, I suggest that you study Bhagavad Gita as it is. Now, that's not the question, but the question is, how can Bhagavad Gita be called an introduction to spiritual life when there is discussion of so many topics which require prior knowledge? Obviously, Arjuna, he wasn't just some kind of street fighter who didn't know how to, had no education. To speak Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna spoke to Arjuna, it assumes that Arjuna had prior knowledge of the concepts of dharma, yoga, reincarnation, the demigods, the modes of material nature, and so on. Kim tad brahma kim adhyatmam kim karma purushottamam. Adi yagya, what is it? Adi yagya, adi bhutam cha kim proktam, adi daivam kim uchyatam. And he goes on. Adi yagya katam kotra dehi svin madhusudana prayana kale yatsav. Anyway, yeyosi niyatatma bihi. Prayana kale chakatam yeyosi niyatatma bihi. Yeah, Arjuna, we find this at the beginning of the 8th chapter, asks, what is Brahma? What is that Brahma? What is Adhyatma? What is karma? What is Adibhuta? What is Adiyagya? And how can one at the time of death, how can one have this knowledge at the time of death? So obviously Arjuna, even to ask these questions, he had some prior knowledge of these concepts. So how can we say that Bhagavad Gita is a beginner's guide in spirituality? Well, the answer to this is that in Vedic culture, spirituality is considered this stage which develops from mundane religiosity. It's a bit difficult to explain it in English. You could, if I, the, that Adhyatma Jnana, that develops, and this is mentioned, this is discussed in Bhagavad Gita, that following the Vedic rituals, the Karma Kanda, that gives rise to Adhyatma Jnana, to spiritual knowledge. So, in following the Vedic rituals, Karma Kanda, there is performance of the Vedic rituals, which are meant for going to heaven and enjoying opulent life. So even a materialist in Vedic culture, just by following Vedic culture, they are, by performing yajna, they are introduced to the concepts of Adhyatma, Adibhuta, Adidaiva, Karma, Jnana, Yoga, and so on. So, they have knowledge of these concepts, but still they're on the material platform of wanting to enjoy this material world. So, Bhagavad Gita gives the introduction to spiritual life, because it is the summation of Vedanta. And Vedanta begins with the proposition, Athato Brahma Jignasa. Now let us inquire about the nature of the spiritual. This is from the Brahma Sutras. And the Mimamsa Sutras of Jaimini begin with, Athato Dharma Jignasa. So, the Vedanta, which is summarized in Bhagavad Gita. Vedanta means the Upanishads, and it's generally taken to mean the Vedanta Sutras also, introduces us to the concept that this material world is miserable and spiritual existence is beyond that. That is blissful. Therefore, one should inquire about this. Atato Brahma Jignasa. So it is an introduction to spiritual knowledge. It's not only the introduction, but it's everything's there. It doesn't just give the beginning, but it gives the conclusion also. And therefore it is the summation of all the Upanishads. Of course, for people who don't have any background of Vedic knowledge, it's going to be difficult for them to understand. When we say it's an introduction to spiritual knowledge, well, for people who have absolutely no concept of these topics, then they'll need some explanation.